It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Caliendo comes in. He's eligible. Here is Hunt for the touchdown. Kansas City remains unbeaten. 8-0.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Argyris with Barthelemy defending, trying to go down the left side. Passes it to Tracy. Ducks steal it. They've got numbers. Bamba back to Tracy. Slam in transition.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Step back, arcs a three, and got it. Trying to work some clock out there. Steps back and gets it off. Not only to use the full complement of the shot clock, he drills the triple. 2 of 3 from three for Banta. And the Blazers win it here tonight, 118-100.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080, The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 1080, The Fan. Happy Therapy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
It is here. It is finally here. The day we've all been dreading or looking forward to, depending on your outlook on everything.
We're almost done.
Happy NFL trade deadline day.
You're damn right. Big deals going down all over the place today.
That's all that's happening.
Definitely the biggest story. I'm going to be glued to the coverage all afternoon. Who's going where? Who's getting traded where? I can't wait to find out.
Steve Kornacki, Adam Schefter on the screen at the same time to show me where these players are going and what pockets.
This is what happens with their playoff probability. Odds when they add a cornerback number one to their roster. They go from a 47% chance to a 56% chance. I can't wait all day.
And the first college football playoff rankings will be revealed.
Well, that too. Yes.
That's also happening.
That's I didn't want to bring that up. That's what's really going to get people hot and bothered today is the college football playoff ranking.
Wait till two loss LSU's ranked ahead of undefeated Indiana
and
BYU. Wait
till Alabama's the first one out.
Yeah, Alabama's in the top 10 somehow. I mean, look, they got a quality win over Georgia. It's one of the best wins of the year. Isn't that important?
I've been dreading the idea of a civil war in this country because of these playoff rankings that are going to be released today.
There will be protests. There will be boycotts.
Have
windows.
We boarded up downtown Portland? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we certain Oregon will be one? I think they will be, but if they're not,
it's not a guarantee.
Our poor local businesses and buildings are going to get destroyed protests.
We know the SEC bias that exists with this committee. We just don't know. I'm going to go burn down a car if we're not ranked number one tonight. I am. I'm going to go light something on fire.
If I'd publicly admit that because if they're looking for somebody.
Touché. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Arson.
I promise. It was not me. I didn't burn a car tonight. That was not me. But you better rank us number one. Damn it.
Did you see the video of the guy? I saw this from OPB. The guy that did light the ballot boxes on fire in Vancouver and Portland?
No.
They have video of him at the Fisher's Landing Transit Center.
Did we catch the guy?
No.
He's on the lam still.
The video, you can see his car. You can see him, like his arm moving. But he speeds off, and so every camera angle they have, it's just a car whizzing by, and they can't read the license plate.
Well, that's smart on his part, driving fast through all of that. I would cover up my license plate if I was going to do that.
Really?
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty easy way to get caught, right? If you're driving around, there's security cameras everywhere. You get the license plate just like that. Everybody knows who you are immediately.
Yeah, but then if a cop sees you on your way home.
That's true, with a covered license plate.
Why is your license plate covered, sir?
This is true. Then you're out of luck. Then you're going to get pulled over. You got to be smart about when you take it off.
You know, we're not going to know the final results tonight, which is kind of unfortunate, but also, like, we need to be fair and count everything. But I'm... This is going to be an interesting day.
Are you plugging in or unplugging?
I said yesterday I'm going to unplug, and I don't watch a lot of... I don't really sit at my house very often and turn on a news channel, to be really honest with you.
Very rare.
Will I peruse Twitter? Probably make that mistake a couple times, to be honest, yeah.
Start scrolling and see some stuff that makes your blood boil and then be like, you know what, I'm going to put my phone down right now. This isn't Therapy Tuesday after all.
Therapy Tuesday.
Not good for my mentals. This is not good for the old mental health to ride this roller coaster.
No, it probably isn't nice to ride the roller coaster, but it's the roller coaster. It's like a roller coaster you're forced to go on. Did you ever, as a kid get forced? Because you have an older brother.
I did, absolutely, and I hated every second of
really?
It.
Really?
I'm anti-roller coaster to this day.
Wow.
Because of how traumatizing roller coasters were to me.
Now, which roller coaster was it?
To be honest, it wasn't even a roller coaster that did it. It was at Oaks Park. They used to have when I was young.
Mouse roller coaster?
No, it's not. It wasn't. What was the one where they had like the pirate ship? They went up and down and up
and forth.
Back and forth one. And I the feeling of falling, not a fan of that feeling.
Yeah.
And so having to sit in, like, you got to go to the top row, of course, because that's how you got to do it.
That's
so you have a further fall each way.
Yeah.
And I remember doing that as a kid, thinking, I never want to do this. Is let me off. I was the kid screaming, stop the ride, stop the ride. And of course they don't stop the ride. Nobody listened to me on that one.
You're what, you're 2 years younger than me, right?
I'm 2 years younger than you,
so you probably, there's a good chance I was at Oaks Park and I heard you, like, oh, look at that little bitch on that ride.
Loser back here yelling for his mommy.
You know what ride killed me? It was the octopus. I don't like the feeling of falling either. The ship one never really bothered me that much. It's the octopus, and the octopus is the one where you sit in.
I remember the octopus.
And it's spinning around, and it's going up and down. And, oh, by the way, the cart you're in is like you cannot control how much it spins.
Yeah, you're going fast spins plus up and down. Not high up and down, but like 10-foot up and down drop. Not a fun ride.
That is the ride that made me... probably come the closest to actually throwing up on a ride.
I
ever.
Went off. How do I get off of this thing? Can you stop this? Can we please slow this thing down?
No, not a fan.
That's what we're all on an octopus ride today, and we're just going to try and not throw up by the end of the evening.
When we went to Disneyland, we put my then 7-year-old on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which is just, you know, it's the Tower of Terror is what a lot of people probably formerly know it as. And so basically you get in and it drops. You don't know when it's going to drop, but it drops. And then it goes up, and then it drops again. Like, that's all the ride is. And I hate that. I'm with you. I hate the feeling of falling. That's not enjoyable.
Like the pit of your stomach feeling where you just know it, and it's not comfortable.
And I know that this ride is conditioned to stop and control itself, but, like, what if I'm on it the one time it doesn't, right?
That's some Billy Bob that's in charge of checking the screws before each ride. I don't trust that guy. I don't know if he's high. Does he enjoy his job?
Yes.
Is he happy in life? Does he care about other people? I don't know the answer to those questions.
And my youngest is not like my oldest. She's like me. She hates the feeling of falling.
It's nothing to do with it.
And so in the still photo where everybody wants to go get the photo of them on the ride, in the picture, you see my oldest with her arms up screaming in happiness. You see my wife. She's caught like mid-smile, so her face looks weird, but she's enjoying it. And then in the row behind, you see me and my little daughter holding each other with our eyes closed, and the whole time I was in her ear, it's almost over. I promise, this is almost over.
I'm so sorry I did this
to
you.
She's like, I don't like this. I'm like, just hold on, it's almost here.
Two more drops, and then they'll let you off.
It traumatized her. She didn't want to do any more quote-unquote big rides the rest of the trip.
You got to be careful with that stuff at a young age, because I'm 35 years old, about to turn 36, and I am still scarred from that. I refuse to go on roller coasters. I haven't been on a roller coaster set. Like, every time we would go to a park, we went to one. I have family out in Philly, and they have Hershey Park out there. That's one of the big
Hershey,
ones.
Pennsylvania.
And so we went to Hershey Park one time when I was a kid, and I remember watching my brother walk around to different roller coasters. And I'm like, dude, no, I'm not going any. No, I'll go
what
on
did
this
you
little.
Do?
I just walked around, ate some chocolate. I mean,
it kind of makes the theme park dumb, to be honest with you.
If you're not
you.
A roller coaster
yeah.
guy,
yeah.
Well, this is why I have my long-standing take of anti-Disneyland. Not only is it expensive, not only is it hot, not only are there lines that I got to wait in,
yeah.
I also don't like roller coasters. So what's it? Now I'm seeing Mickey. Okay, all right, that's cool. That's all it gets for me. I don't get anything out of it.
So I have this with water parks. I don't do water slides.
Out on the slides.
Like, you give me a nice, big, casually moving down the slide one, okay. You really want to scare me and max me out as much as possible? Aquatic Park in Clackamas. That yellow tube slide, that's about as much as I'll ever do.
The indoor swim park? Is that thing still open?
Yes, it is.
Hell yeah.
My daughters have swim classes there once in a while, and I'm not a water park slide guy. So if you take me to a water park, one, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, don't pay for my ticket.
Two, you will just catch me in the floating river. I'm just floating on a tube.
You're in the little wave area. Yep. You're just kind of going up and down with the waves. Yep. Hey, just hanging out.
I don't want to be... I've actually ridden the one in Seattle or near Seattle. What is that called? Wild Waves?
Yeah.
I went there when I was 13. And the slide that basically feels like you're going straight down... And I know it's designed for this. I literally my entire body lifted off of it for a half second.
That's not a good feeling.
And then I slammed back down and slid, and I'm like, I'm never doing this again. What are we doing?
I want no part of this, man.
No part of
it. It's not fun. It doesn't seem safe for children. No. This is traumatic. It's going to scar me mentally, emotionally, and physically for life. I'm out on that.
And that exact quote, how you just summed it up, is the Electoral College.
That's it.
I don't understand it. I don't know why we still do it, but you know what? It sums up right there.
Scars me mentally, emotionally, and physically. Let's just make it through tonight. Can we do that? Can we get through tonight?
I think largely most people are going to be normal.
You think so?
Yeah. I think the crazies are the ones that get put on the internet.
The crazies will be out there. That's for sure.
The crazies are out there.
We're already worried about downtown Portland. Who knows what else is going to go down. Everybody try and stay sane tonight, okay?
Yeah. Just stay home.
Just stay home. Turn the news off if you got to.
Eat a gummy.
Yeah.
A cocktail. Just relax a little bit. Breathe.
I saw there was a video yesterday. I guess Kamala Harris was actually knocking on people's doors.
I saw this. Yeah.
In Pennsylvania, like going up to somebody's house and being like, hey, I'm assuming it's somebody that's voting for them.
Told her, hey, they are registered Democrats.
Somebody had a tweet that was basically like, imagine you're just sitting at home for the night. You just popped your gummy. You're just hanging out, watching TV. I got Monday Night Football on in the background. All of a sudden, you just hear knock, 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 knock. Like, what? Oh, God. Immediate panic sets in. Who's here? What's happening? You open the door, and it's the Vice President of the United States.
I still am getting pamphlets. I voted.
I already voted, too.
And I'm still getting, I had somebody show up at my door. I wasn't home. They showed up at my door with a flyer, and it was for somebody I already voted for.
If you're texting me the day before the election asking for a donation, you should be sent to prison.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
You don't need my
money.
It's
over in 24 hours. Yeah. My $12.99 donation's not going to do anything for you in the next 24 hours. This is just going into your coffers.
How many people are dumb enough to not realize that, though, and
probably
they get money from?
Probably a lot of people. It's like one of those phishing scams you get from Africa. Like, why do they do that? It's because somebody bites on it. That's why we get those spam emails.
Yeah.
Because there's somebody out there that's
the
dumb enough to
from a foreign country.
Yes. Oh, it sounds great. He wants to sell me an iPad for free.
He
all
needs
right.
help to get over to America. He's a prince. We have to treat him right.
Give him $199. Why not? Might as well help his journey. It's a GoFundMe account.
Swag, are you excited for the big day?
No, I dropped the ballots off yesterday. I have a huge day of prep to get ready.
You're in pilot mode.
I'm in pilot mode. So not only am I, trying to grab information, all that, I've got to put all the imaging together for the broadcast, all that fun stuff, new sponsors. So.
I would say swag for people that don't know. We had a listener the day our YouTube audio wasn't working, and that's just a mistake that happens from time to time. We had somebody say, what does swag even do on the chat?
Oh,
and let me just tell you, and I'm not kidding, I think swag is working 9 jobs.
Yes.
Like legitimately doing jobs that we should in this industry
have somebody for that job.
Have somebody for the job.
Like that's just their job.
And Swag is doing like 9 versions of those.
Yes.
So we give him grief on the air behind the scenes.
Guy never stops. It's a lot of work.
It's going to kill him.
Eventually, he's going to keel
over.
He's
going to keel over one day.
It's over! We think!
And then,
which one of us would you want to perform mouth-to-mouth on you if you did keel over?
Oh, good question.
You're not breathing. We've pumped your chest. It's not working. He needs air in his lungs. Uh-huh. Who do you want on your mouth? Me or Dirt?
Just
Just let me go. He's got a beard, so that might be
might
weird.
Tickle a little bit.
Might tickle.
I also drink more coffee in the morning, so it happens during the show.
Nobody drinks more coffee in the morning than I do.
That's true.
That's not going to affect anything.
The coffee breath together wouldn't be good for anybody.
However, if you've just eaten a banana, you better not get anywhere near me.
Maybe I'll do that. Maybe you need a little potassium in you. I'll just start jamming a banana in there, see if that wakes you up.
All right.
Okay.
It's Tuesday.
Happy election day. NFL trade deadline day.
Just trying to make everybody happy, all right? Everybody, nothing going on today. Nothing in the world. Everybody stay normal.
Was last night Delano Banton night?
Oh, God.
We'll get to that at 7:15.
What happened
Quite
there?
A few tweets. I want to... hold it. More people than I thought recognizing something on
My
this show.
My answer to that would be, who the F cares?
And I was really proud of people, so let me just shout that out. We'll get to that at 7:15 today. Mike making the Sea Dragon is your
Sea Dragon. That was the ride. Sea Dragon. I was not a fan of that.
Oh, that big swinging bitch.
I don't know if it's still a thing anymore. I didn't think it is still there.
I was just, yeah.
I haven't been to Oaks Park in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been. I went to the skating rink too long ago this summer.
You went to it skating around and circles.
We like to skate.
Yeah, it's fun.
We're skating fans. Yeah, what? What do you got against skating?
I got nothing against skating.
No, you do.
Did you go inline or the fours? Did you go the 2x2 skates? Can you do inlines there?
You can.
Okay,
I didn't know. Did the fours.
I mean, you got to go fours.
We rented.
With the brakes on the front of the skate.
Nobody uses those,
Nobody's ever figured out how to do that.
You want to tear an ACL, use the front of those skates.
There goes my Achilles.
That's your ACL.
I'm not lifting my heel up in the air. It sounds terrible,
I'm
going to
stop like every normal American. I'm going to slam into the wall. Yes. Boom!
That's exactly what you do when you ice skate as well. You just go into the wall and hopefully you don't fall down onto the ice.
I'm actually better at skating than you would imagine. I don't know how to stop. I'm kind of a grab.
Are we talking ice skating or are we talking rollerblading?
Roller skating.
Yeah.
Not rollerblading, roller skating.
Is that something to be proud of?
Well, I mean, if you put skates on, could you go around right now?
I think
now?
I could. I absolutely think
really?
I could.
Really?
I'm actually pretty confident in my skating abilities.
You doing the big crossover turn where you cross one leg over?
Doing some weaves in and out. I think I would dominate the dojo rollerblading.
No, but there was a slightly older man there by himself. Showing off is what I would say.
Hell yeah, he had
like lights all over his shirt,
or his nipples out.
What was the ice skater's name that the white American ice skater back in the day?
Apollo Ono?
Scott Hamilton?
No,
do I have that name right?
Yes, you do,
dude. He looked like him. He was just out there twirling and
do backflips.
No, I wasn't doing a backflip, but he was showing off. That's for sure. All by himself.
Hang it out.
This guy's living his dream.
Guys out there enjoying every second of the day.
Well, it's going to be a loaded show today. I have one political audio clip.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, it's not like very political. It's a cut that's kind of, I think this is an old cut. I just saw it for the first time, and I literally laughed like 15 minutes by myself.
Okay. All right.
So we'll get to that today. It is a NFL Factoid Tuesday, so we'll get to that. Coming up next, great news for me. This is really good news for me. Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, happy Therapy Tuesday, Dirt and Sprague. Back here on 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, 99.5 HD2. It's a Mail Sack Tuesday, Therapy Tuesday, NFL Factoid Tuesday. We have a lot to get to.
Period.
Dalton Wasserman of PFF.com is going to join us at 7:30. We'll talk some football with him for the Daily Ticker. I had a delightful little sports night last night. It was nice and dark at 6 p.m., just like I like it. It's fall back.
Who wants more sunlight in their life? Although there wasn't much sun yesterday.
It did throw me off. It was 5:02, and I looked, I'm like, why does it feel like it's 9 o'clock?
The first 2 weeks always take a massive adjustment looking outside. I should go to bed right now, but it's 5:15.
So let me go through this for you, okay? This was actually, I did not have this on my bingo card. And yet I was screaming bingo. I had underdog Baker Mayfield on the road in Kansas City. I had the Baby Blazers battling the Pelicans. I had women's hoops during the day, so I got to watch Juju Watkins.
Yeah, that's nice.
Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple at Duke. And my international Bees playing Utah Tech at home last
night. Nice little Monday night of sports for you.
Nice little sports night for me. I didn't expect to have all those things, and I was like, hey, this is starting great.
Yeah, college hoops. I'm curious to see what the following is for me this year. Every year I go in saying I want to watch more, and that usually lasts about a week.
Your Ducks played UC Riverside.
They did. I couldn't watch the game because I don't have Big Ten Plus, so I wasn't able to watch the ball game there. Not quite sure how to get Big Ten Plus, how much Big Ten Plus costs.
I'm like $10 to pay. I think that's the only one that's on there. Okay. The rest of them, most of them will be on the Big Ten Network.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were going to a conference with more accessibility.
No, evidently not. What am I going to do to not see UC Riverside play basketball in game one? I will recover at some point.
You should
point.
Be able
I will
to see Montana this Friday night.
I will be glued to that game on Friday night. You bet your ass that I'm going to watch every second of
your
that game.
Your team might be really good.
They could be good. I'm actually genuinely excited to watch Oregon college basketball this year.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg's going to do it for me. And it's not just a Blazer thing. It's just... A white guy at Duke, who I'm sure half the country's going to hate. He had a dunk where he drove the lane and just slammed one. Like he's gonna do it for me to keep my eyeballs around. Like the last time I felt that way about a college player, probably Zion. Maybe there's somebody in the middle that I'm missing there. Since then, they got me in, but there's going to be a lot of those. Like, oh, look at that, Duke's on ESPN. I'm going to dive in and watch this game.
I was going to say, like, most of the time, the white guy at Duke. I think you're definitely right. We end up hating him. I think he's a Zion more than he is a traditional white.
Wait till he like trips somebody.
He doesn't.
I mean, I'm just saying.
That's
wait.
He's, yeah. You think he's Grayson Allen?
I'm not saying he's Grayson. Wait till there's a hard foul. Wait till he's complaint. Just there will be. It's Duke. People hate Duke.
Well, people hate Duke on principle. Yes.
But like the one year I didn't really hate Duke was the Zion year.
I agree with you. I did not root against them.
I said I don't root for Duke, but I don't hate Duke, and I want to watch Duke.
Yeah.
This is the same thing. This Knipple kid's really good too, but. I'm going to push back now, and you can hold this for Old Takes Exposed. He's
okay,
not your traditional
Duke.
White Duke guy.
It's Duke. People hate Duke.
He's a baller.
I think you're thinking of yourself personally, and I agree with you. I'm not going to root against him. Sports fans hate Duke.
All right. We'll keep an eye on this.
We'll keep an eye on
I think
that
he's
one.
A little. I think he's a Zion. I think he gets people to actually not hate Duke.
Some anti-Duke out there.
I'm not kidding when I tell you. We all have players that we know are not elite per se, but we love. Baker Mayfield on the road as a dog is a player I want to watch 10 out of 10 times.
In those conditions, too. Around, last second drive, it's
no
raining.
Weapons.
He's got nobody to throw the ball to. And he found a way to send that game to overtime
Sterling
last night.
Sterling Shepard, his old college teammates, revitalized his career.
Two incredible catches yesterday.
The one on that final drive to
was
tie it.
Insane. Jumping behind him. The one where he got the two toes in where it's like, why are we spending 5 minutes reviewing this? We can all see clear as day that was a catch. Why is this taking so long?
Yeah, Troy was right. Like, we need to stop. You're just extending this for five unnecessary minutes.
I just don't understand why. I will maintain this. This is such an easy fix in all of officiating. It's somebody up in the booth. I don't need the guy on the field to go in the hood. We're all watching the same replay.
The person up
top.
They called it, so they knew it, but why didn't they just say, hey, it's actually a catch?
It's a catch.
It's good.
Boom. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
It's that simple, and we don't have to spend 5 minutes under the hood watching that. And I thought Aikman's point about it kind of bringing their drive to a halt and losing, so they ended up scoring still.
No, but he made
but
a good point.
The point was valid, man. Like, hit a couple of completions, you're over midfield, like, all right, here we go, and let's stand around for 5 minutes and let Kansas City's defense regroup. It was ridiculous.
I was quite upset at the end. Because Tampa should have maybe won the game. Also, I know that the Chiefs have made it. You know how I know the Chiefs have made it? I had multiple people basically showing their frustration that Mahomes wasn't more seriously hurt. And that's how I know you've made it as the top dog of, oh my God, we all, the Lions and the Ravens had about a 2-minute window.
They did.
Watching that game where they went, this is it. This is it.
This is our chance,
and
man.
Then he came jogging out of the injury tent, and everyone went, ah, well.
Everybody in San Francisco snapped to attention. Wait, he might be out? All right, let's go, guys. McCaffrey's back. This is our year. We don't have to beat them.
My dad, and I don't think he wants me to out him here, but I have to. My dad claims he's faking this injury to make his story better.
He did go Paul Pierce on us. He couldn't walk. He had to get helped off the field, and 5 minutes later, he's jogging on the sideline.
Well, they probably numbed it.
I'm kind of buying what your dad said. I was one of those people. That was such a depressing 5 minutes of that game. We went to commercial break thinking that we might get a one-year reprieve from Kansas City. Mahomes is going to be fine. He's got another 10 years. Like, give us Brady tore his ACL and ended up winning like 5 more Super Bowls. They're not going anywhere. I just want a year off. Give me a one-year break from this guy.
I beat him.
And Taylor Swift and this damn team. Give me a year off.
Beat him.
And we went to commercial break thinking, oh my God, he can't walk. He can't. Their year is done. They got to go to Carson Wentz as their backup, to then coming back from commercial break and he's jogging on the sideline. And I knew the second that that happened, I said to myself, not only are they going to win the Super Bowl, they're going to win this damn game. Mm-hmm. Watch him win this game. And what ended up happening?
Well, how many people played Doctor 2 before we saw him jog when the replay shows his leg kind of stick weird into the ground?
Yeah, it didn't look good.
How many people in the moment went, that's an ACL. That's an ACL.
I've seen that before. It's
don't you
good.
Play that game. Don't yeah. you try to guess what the injury is based on the replay.
Season
you don't
ending.
Do this swag. You're shaking your head. No.
Season ending.
I was like, dude, I think that's an ACL. That might be a really serious injury.
I thought at worst it was a hyperextension.
Oh, man.
He could walk.
And then
he helped off the
out.
Field.
Tampa ties God. This game or goes down and scores the touchdown. So they're an extra point away from tying the game. There are 30 seconds left. I don't know why Todd Bowles called a timeout. Really dumb to me.
Yeah, that was it made no sense. It was first and goal yes. from the 1 yard yeah. line, and they could have hiked the ball at 22
well,
seconds left.
You could have spiked it if you wanted to.
He panicked.
I don't think you need to even spike. I would just run up to the line, the clock's just run the ball.
And
yeah. if you get stuffed, then you call your timeout with
15 seconds left
yes. and you can run 3 more plays yep. at the goal line, throwing the ball or even running it if you want to hurry up quickly enough. But to call a timeout with 30, they were fortunate that Kansas City didn't win the game in regulation.
And then you go for 2.
Yeah.
Is this not the most obvious thing to everybody in yeah. America? And Todd Bowles was asked, why didn't you go for 2? Listen to this answer.
Very minor. We wanted to get it to overtime with the wet conditions on the field. We felt like we had to go in overtime instead of go for 2. So we had our shots, you know, we lost the game.
I know in the past you've mentioned you have communications upstairs about decisions, analytically, things of that nature. Did they advise you not to go for 2? What was...
No, we went for 1. We took our shots. We had our chances all game. We just lost the game. It didn't come down to that.
You lost the game because you didn't go for the jugular. You're in Kansas City. You're a 9-point underdog.
You're 4-4. Your wide receivers are hurt.
You just drove the length of the field on the best defense in football. What am I missing here? Him and Gerard Mayo. You go for the win. You know who else did this? McDaniel. They had the touchdown to tie the game at Buffalo.
Yeah.
And he didn't go for 2, and what happened?
Lost the game in regulation.
Yeah, because Tyler Bass made a 61-yard field
goal. The only team that should never go for 2 is the Giants.
Because they can't get a 2-point conversion.
Sure.
They're up for 17 on the year.
Yeah, okay.
And they will because...
because they're smart.
Yeah.
You have to go for 2 in those moments.
Closest they get to sniffing a win. So.
It's just, it's so idiotic and stupid on so many levels, these coaches... Everybody knows this. You do. Why would you want to go to overtime in Kansas City yeah. with Mahomes in those conditions?
It comes down to, would you like your chances to win a coin toss or get 3 yeah. yards?
And their
because
defense,
if you lose a coin toss, the game is
their
over.
Their defense hadn't stopped them in the fourth quarter.
We all exactly. knew the second that that coin toss happened, the game is I almost turned the game off, to be honest with you. I know how this is going to end. They're going to score a walk-off touchdown. The game's going to be over. We don't get the playoff rules where you get the other team gets a possession, just first touchdown, wins the game in regular season. We all knew how it was going to end. And you had a chance with 3 yards to try and win the game in that moment. 1 play, 3 yards, you maybe win the game, although maybe Kansas City sets up for a field goal there. They were lucky DeAndre Hopkins didn't turn around on that third down play. Because if he turns around and catches that ball, he maybe wiggles forward for a few more yards.
Oh,
they still had 2 more timeouts
yeah.
left. Then yep. you find Kelsey, they end up kicking a game-winning field yep. goal. Like, just There are times when the athlete or the coach yells at the fat slob sitting on his couch, you know, eating chips. You don't know. You didn't play. You don't know. And then there's times when we're 100% right.
100%.
And watching that game last night, that we all yelled the same thing Troy Aikman yelled. Why are you calling a timeout with 30 seconds left? You have one. That made no sense. Everybody was on the same page. You were running up to the line of scrimmage. There was no need to call it there. And then you go for two, because if you lose the coin toss in overtime, the game is over. And sometimes these coaches just can't pull their head out of their rear end and make the right decision.
You know how you beat the Chiefs? You actually play like you want to beat the Chiefs.
You play to win the game.
You don't play and say, well, we'll see what happens in overtime.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a stop. No, you won't.
Idiotic.
You guys got one leg. You're not getting a stop.
NFL Factoid Tuesday. Let's get to it next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. Got an update down in Eugene. We'll get to that. There is no stopping Delano Banton. We'll get to that coming up.
Catch the fever. Somebody said if I crap on the Blazers today, they're turning off the show forever.
Really?
Got to be careful today.
Somebody said that?
You know what I say?
Wow. You'll be back.
I love when people get mad about the opinion, as if, like, do you have any opinions about anything?
Right. I just love it.
I'm also turning the show off, and I'm on it.
Yeah, I don't want to listen anymore. I'm taking my headphones off. I'm not even going to listen to what you say in this segment.
It is a Therapy Tuesday. Get the mail sack questions in. We'll get to it at 8:15. Vancouver 4 text lines 503-864-6326. It's NFL Factoid Tuesday.
Ooh.
Did you put in your show tease?
I did not.
Yeah, of course you did, you selfish bitch. Let's start with this one. Let's go up north.
Okay.
The Seahawks are struggling right now.
That they are. Lost 5 out of 6.
Benjamin Solak of ESPN says that the Seahawks are averaging a need of 8.9 yards on third downs.
That's not good.
Which, according to Elias Bureau stats, is the longest in the NFL since at least 1980. And according to Hayden Winks of Underdog Sports, Geno Smith faced an NFL-high 93 pressures that were A, charted as originally blocked, or B, became pressure after 2.5 seconds or less. That actually means they know who to block, and they're just that bad at it.
They can't do it. They can't find a way to block the guys they need to. They have one of the worst rushing offenses in the NFL, I think only 91 yards per game. So that's a combination with an offensive line that's struggling to protect, or not competent enough to know who to block, and third and long, and a quarterback who's turning it over at a high rate right now. It just... not a fun football team to watch, and they haven't been for the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to change for them either.
No.
Nate Atkins, who covers the football team in Indianapolis, says under Shane Steichen, the Colts are 5-5 with Anthony Richardson at quarterback, and they're 8-8 with another quarterback. They're averaging 22.9 points per game with Anthony Richardson. They're averaging 22.8 with the others.
I love these numbers. You know how I felt about the benching of him in the first place. You want to tell me you can make the playoffs, that's fine. You better damn make the playoffs if you're going to bench your rookie quarterback or second-year guy, essentially a rookie, who's had 10 career starts in the NFL. Like, if you end up missing the playoffs and you torpedoed your young quarterback in the process because you wanted to play 57-year-old Joe Flacco for a couple of games, what on Sunday night was inspiring to watch? That offense was horrendous. And Anthony Richardson's completion percentage sucks, I grant you that. But this wasn't Bryce Young bad. He was still making some wild plays, and they were finding a way to win to that point of the stat. Disagreed with it, an even stronger opinion after Sunday night when they lost.
There's a lot of intel coming out of Indy because he refuses to say that Flacco is in question after that performance, that they're just trying to beat the Browns from last year. They just want to make the playoffs. And that could be what saves
Got
Ballard
the Bills at home this weekend. Good luck.
Yeah. The Cowboys played without Ezekiel Elliott on Sunday, who was suspended by the team. And on the year, Steve Palazzolo says the Cowboy running backs are averaging 3.8 yards per carry. Their running back last year, Tony Pollard in Tennessee, is averaging 3.8 after contact.
They couldn't have used Derrick Henry, though. He wouldn't have fit their system. He wouldn't have excelled in Dallas.
I'm just glad that they
Jarrett couldn't afford it.
No, he couldn't afford it.
Yeah. Well, with Dak out now, we're gonna get Quincy Carter Cowboy coverage. They're not gonna be talked about. They are done.
I mean, when you lose, what have they lost? 5 of 7 now? I mean, it's a bad football team. They've been a bad football team all year.
On Sunday, it was the first time the Lions have won three straight at Lambeau since 89-91.
How about that? That's a fun little factoid.
And according, and by the way, that was from Fox Sports.
Yeah.
This, from their Lions PR, it's their first 7-1 start in 68 years.
Dan Campbell, man.
Man Campbell.
Turned that entire thing around.
Unbelievable.
They are such a fun story. Talk about things that are easy for people to root for.
The Lions.
The Lions.
Bill Barnwell of ESPN says the Saints outgained the Panthers by 150-plus yards. They ran for 150-plus yards, and they won the turnover battle. Over the last 20 years, teams that had done that were 275-0. They're now 275-1. Yes. And how about this one from Josh Dubow of the Associated Press? Most losses as a starting quarterback. In four seasons, it's David Carr. In five seasons, it's David Carr. In six seasons, it's David Carr. In seven seasons, it's Derek Carr. In eight seasons, it's Derek Carr. In nine seasons, it's Derek Carr. In 10 seasons, it's Derek Carr. And in 11 seasons, Derek Carr and Archie Manning.
Hey, go Saints right there. Put a bag over your head.
The Cars are a bunch of losers.
Bunch of losers,
I
man.
Mean, they're rich and they're successful and they're good.
Yeah, they're doing fine, but they wear eyeliner during football games.
But they're lemons.
Dude, I was reading, I know you don't believe in the salary cap, and it's a fairly accurate take because teams find ways around it. I was reading a piece about them yesterday and how there's really not any wiggle room here. They're like, in the next 2 years, they don't have unless they got like multiple guys that retire and walk away from football, which is not going to happen, they got nothing that they can do.
They could trade Kamara.
Yeah, but you have to eat the dead money on their cap. Like, their cap situation for the next, because they've kicked the can down the road to this point. They were trying to go all in again. They gave Derek Carr a pay rate. Like, they're financially screwed for the next 2 years.
I believe you, but I'm going to go McConaughey. A Fugazi, a Fugazi. It's,
what is it?
Nothing.
Not real.
It's matter. It's, yeah. They will, in a year and a half, none of that will matter.
And in 2 years, maybe, but in the next 2 years, it's going to be ugly.
Let's. I got more NFL factoids. We ran long at 6:30. Let's carry it over a little bit. More factoids from the NFL next on The Fan. Cross my head. A quick heads up. The Fan merch locker at 1080thefan.com has new merch. We've got football hoodies in green, orange, crimson, and purple. Really playing to the local crowd there.
Got to rep your schools, and football is football.
Where's the red and black for the Niner fans? And the It's Over!
It's Over!
We think! Long sleeve tee
by the Swag Vintage
is up at the Fan merch locker. Also, the classic Fan tee, Mike's Swinge t-shirt to help Mike Lynch with his fight. SWINJ is up there as well. All the proceeds from that shirt go to Mike to help him through his battle that he has been going through. Let's get back into NFL Factoid Tuesday. I had some leftover factoids I want to get to. Thank you, Swigart. Appreciate having the music roll over.
A lot of factoids this weekend.
There is. Well, we were really against the clock.
That's true.
Too.
It went a little bit long. Man.
That was my fault there. Where did we left off with Derek Carr and David Carr being terrible. Also, Dennis Allen, with a minimum of 7 games coaching, has the worst coaching winning percentage of all time.
That moment in time that they were 2-0 and they scored 40 points in each of their first 2 games will be a moment that I remember forever.
I don't know if I remember any listeners calling me out because I said the Saints would suck and then saying, Sprague, you owe him an apology. Where are you at today?
Yeah, where are you at on that one?
I want you to tell me that I was right.
I'm still here.
The Commies beat the G-Men Sunday. Do you know how special this year has been for them, Dirt?
Pretty special, I would guess.
According to John Keim, Commander beat writer, their 3 total turnovers are the fewest in the first 9 games of a team season since 1933 when they started keeping track of the stat.
That's remarkable.
I didn't know they had that few of turnovers.
I didn't either. I would have guessed, you know, it doesn't seem like it's been a problem for them, but that few in what, 9 games they played, right? And they 7-2 on the season, if I'm not mistaken. To only have 3, I mean, that's an insane number over halfway through your year. They're going to be the next team that we all circle. I mean, this was the Texans last year. It's these young teams with a rookie quarterback contract. How do you capitalize, man? They're going to be fun to watch for a number of years. They're just getting started.
Schefter reportedly says players are quietly telling their agents that they want to go to Washington now.
Yeah.
I mean, look, we can talk about rookie quarterbacks at some point. He is He looks like a seven-year vet when I watch him play.
The game seems slow for him.
There's
he always seems in control.
That I see with him.
No,
it's crazy.
No panic. Anytime he's under pressure, a lot of that is his athletic ability and his ability to escape. He also, I think, he has a pretty good team around him. It's okay to acknowledge that. Like, no quarterback does it on their own.
Yeah, let's give them
that Commanders roster. I think is a lot better and was just dragged down by horrific quarterback play
and coaching.
And so they got an upgraded coach. You got a new quarterback, and all of a sudden, look at that—you're 7-2.
Well, and you got some veteran guys. You got Eckler and Ertz there. Just for him.
His receivers are pretty experienced too. They're not
McLaurin
rookies.
Is good. So, but he's got guys like if he went quietly, just picked their brain or called them on the phone, it's like, hey, what?
I'm not a Commander fan in any way. My mom once told me she was a Washington old name fan when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I would not mind the Commanders winning a title because Dan Quinn getting the Lombardi with a backwards hat would be hilarious to listen to Colin.
Is that a coach take or just a quarterback take, though? Can you have a coach with a backwards hat?
He's always said the leader in the face of franchises
leader can't
should
do
have
it.
Their hats forward.
Yeah, be serious, all right?
You guys probably know this. I just want to say this out loud. Derrick Henry has over 1,000 yards rushing, and it's week 9.
He's very good at football. Did you know that? He's very, very talented.
Unbelievable.
And they've even, like, load-managed him in a couple of their games this year. It's like, we're not going to use him in the first half. Let's just save him for the third quarter. And there's an 80-yard run.
I am 1-8 in fantasy football. He's been, like, the only good thing. Him and Saquon are the only good things on my team right now.
The only bright spot you got.
Daniel Jones, first half stat line Sunday, he was 4 for 6 with 0 yards and a touchdown. Ow.
Yes. Yes.
How did that happen?
That's it. Is that worse than...
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones.
Is that worse than the Bo Nix one a couple of weeks ago in New York in the driving rainstorm? Didn't he
yards?
Have 0.8 yards or negative 16 yards?
They were a two-point conversion from covering.
They were.
It was 4 for 6. Zero yards and a touchdown.
You know what they say about Daniel Jones? Back nine player. Second half guy. Just takes him a while to wake up and heat up.
Jalen Waddle had 4 catches for minus 16 yards because the last play of the game.
He lost all those yards.
They were doing the pitch back, and he lost like 27 yards on the play.
God, I was praying for a pitchy woo-woo touchdown there for the Bills to cover.
23, 29, 21, and 24. Those are the Chargers' 4 previous seasons in scoring defense. They're currently ranked number 1. Oh, by the way, their quarterback has the fewest interceptions this season of all the starters, Justin Herbert.
He's having an unbelievable year, man. And it's funny what happens when you don't make him score 30 points every week to win a game. Yeah. Look at that. They have a winning record. How many games did they win last year?
That's a good question. Five.
How many games have they already won this year?
Five.
Yeah. Look at that. They can play defense now.
Drake May threw a game-tying touchdown on the last play of the game. You guys know this well because I text you.
Was ridiculous.
Don't get me started.
Go watch the play, too. There was a Patriots offensive lineman who didn't know what, like, he just, if there's, like, number 74, I think, go rewatch the play. He's just standing there, has no clue what to do.
He's
not
like blocking air.
Anybody. Just moving his arms, moving back and forth. Like, what are you doing, man?
Just don't run down the field. That's all.
Stay behind the line of scrimmage.
It was a remarkable play. It was 11.82 seconds, according to Next Gen Stats, which is the second longest game-tying or winning touchdown ever to Jaden Daniels' Hail Mary. Those are the two longest touchdowns.
Yeah, because he scrambled around a little bit before tossing that Hail Mary.
That was 12.4.
Wow. Fun little factoid.
Back-to-back weekends. The Arizona Cardinals, who we all kind of question. I don't know if I question them anymore. They're in first place in the NFC West. Yeah. They steamrolled the Bears. They had 19 different players generate pass rush at least one time or more in the game, which is the most for a team since 2018.
Yeah, we might have to start changing our tune. I even had a hard time out of that game.
Is the weekend.
This is the weekend?
Because people are starting to feel the Jets win one game, and
it's insufferable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. They win this weekend and pound the Jets. Yeah, I think the tune needs to change.
Because I looked at that game last week, and I don't know why I didn't spring the line on that game. Chicago going on the road. They can't block anybody right now. Their players are openly quitting on their head coach. Like, that's a whole other story that we can get into.
Didn't have a hailstorm in Arizona through the open roof.
Through
the
roof? Yeah, they couldn't close the roof in time because it takes forever or whatever.
It takes like 10 minutes. Well, it's It's not like
it's a big contraption. I get it.
The screen
you ever
door
seen
there.
Safe Go Close? Yeah, I've seen Safe Go Close. I've been in it. It's very weird.
You
it's
have to,
smooth.
Yeah,
so
it's smooth
slow.
Because it's, you know, how many thousands of tons right. and you have to keep it all level so it doesn't get out of whack.
Come
and
on, make those things spiffy. What are we doing here? Where's the technology
hey,
on that?
Hey, Elon, why don't you stop with the politics?
Let's figure
and
that
make
out.
Roofs close quicker.
Immediately closable roofs, damn it.
Last two, and then we'll go to the second hour. Joe Burrow has the most touchdown passes of 25 plus yards or more with 7. 40-plus yards or more with 5.
He's having a great year.
That was according to Paul Hembo of ESPN. He is 16-7 as a starter from November on in his career. He threw 5 touchdowns on Sunday against the Raiders. He was asked why he looked the way he looked after his 5th touchdown by a media member, and he asked, what's there to be happy about? Joe Burrow might be coming.
He might be coming. They are almost the inverse of what the Chargers have been the last
Do
couple
the
of years.
The Ravens need to be concerned on Thursday
this is night. I mean, that last game when they played in Cincinnati was, what, 55-49? I mean, that was an insane game a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think it got
ago.
That high, but it was like a 40-something, 30-something game.
Yeah, it was right? a very high-scoring game. Yeah, 41-38 was the final of
that
game.
That was a good football game.
They don't have a defense. He's having a great year. He's throwing 4 touchdowns, it feels like, every week. He had 5 this weekend. They don't have a defense.
Dude,
and because of that, it might derail their season.
He's on pace for 4,500 passing yards and 40 touchdowns.
So with this, is this going to be a quarterback stat win-loss thing? Are we going to blame Burrow for this? Is that how we're going to handle that? Or are we going to be rational and say, you know, it's a team game and you need a defense to win?
Speaking of blaming the quarterback when there's other question marks, Lamar Jackson has 4 games with a perfect passer rating. That's the most of any player ever. Not bad for a guy that in the draft people said he should maybe switch positions.
41-10 this weekend.
Unbelievable.
Just there was the bounce back for the Ravens. They're going to have a dud every now and then. They're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Oh, and Bo Nix caught a touchdown pass. It's
he
not
did.
Really a factoid. It's just a, you know, you saw
I believe
it.
That was the only touchdown they got.
That was. That was it.
He has as many touchdown receptions as Jaylen Waddle. Just an FYI.
Just a heads up.
Just a heads up.
In case you didn't know that. I'm providing the stats.
NFL Factoid Tuesday. Doesn't usually go 2 segments, but we ran a little long. So there you go. Some fun facts of the NFL. Loaded second hour. An update down in Eugene. And, hey, Delano Banton. He was a thing last night. We'll get to that. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.